This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, May wheat 726 and 3 quarters up 10. July 735 up 10 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 688 is up 17 and a quarter. July 694 up 16 and 3 quarters. May corn 644 up 3.5. July 631 and 3 quarters up 4.5. December 539 and 3 quarters up 3.25. May soybeans are trading at 14. Make that 1385.5 down 8.5. July 1362 and 3 quarters down 11 and 3 quarters. November at 1234 and 3 quarters down 14. May soybean meal, 397.60 down 450. May soybean oil at 49.72 up 13 cents. April live cattle, 127.45 up 2.5. April feeder cattle, 144.17.5 down 55. And April lean hogs at 80.52.5. They are down 42.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Wheat finally has some respect, and I don't know if it was the first report of the year that accumulated the entire hard red winter wheat count for the nation, or Europe waking up last night and saying, gee whiz, we got an issue, or whatever reason, wheat has perked up.
Well, it has, and it certainly is. It's helping corn along. It's holding it up. I think when you look at wheat, 30% poor to very poor was a surprise to the market. And the fact that when you look at Kansas, Nebraska right now, Kansas especially is what we would call damp and cold, which is really not a good situation. And so thank the Lord for wheat. We also, now after the drop that we've seen in price, are significantly lower than what Europe is. And that of course should spur some export sales.
And the other thing about the wheat, although I don't want to know if I want to make too much of it, given what we saw in the quarterly grains stock report, with additional corn and additional wheat. Well, where did all the wheat they got fed go to again? But anyway, wheat is now finally at a premium to corn again, so maybe corn will get fed.
Well, it's if you can find corn. I mean, you know, we know that they're bringing corn in from Argentina. I believe. To blend, you know, along with the aflatoxin corn. When you see South Korea, this drop in corn prices definitely perked up some export demand. So South Korea came in and put in two orders of optional origin. What all that means is, you know, get the corn from wherever you can. We're buying it from you. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see if we can actually settle this market down. I think, you know, when you look at yesterday, partially was margin liquidation, and I think that's still what's going on in beans. You know, the South American situation is rather interesting. You know, Brazil right now is headed into a period of frequent rain, which closes down the ports because they don't have covered oat. And, you know, because of that ADM barge accident last week, that closed the Titi-Paraná waterway, and it's supposed to reopen today, possibly. And so, you know, this hasn't been sweet. They said when that barge accident happened, it blocked 100,000 cargoes from going out and held everybody else from coming in. And so, you know, everything's not as red and rosy. And I think the weather is where people are going to really start to focus. Delays, you know, you look at potential flooding in the Red River Basin, you look at the Delta and the Southeastern slow planting. And I know when you look at some of the Delta numbers, they're pretty close to normal. But that's because certain areas of the state have been able to hit and mostly the northern areas, have been able to hit the dirt, but other areas haven't. So the people who are behind are the people who really need to be planted already at this point in time.
Well, maybe that will all turn the charts sideways. All I know is looking at November, we've blown through the 61% retracement for the move of last year today, and we're trading at the bottom of our trading range today.
Well, we are. We are holding the trend line from the 27th of 2013, and so, you know, that's one of the only things that's holding us on. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it? You know, we came in at 1.2 million less acres than what the estimate was. And, you know, when you look at the old crop, so we added 65 million bushels, you know, on grain stocks.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at export inspections for beans, we only have to ship 6 million bushels a week to meet the 1.345. So this might be the perfect opportunity for the USDA to actually be able to raise exports like they should have been doing all along. We're about 97% sold already. We have 22 weeks left to ship. And, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how that's all handled. We might find a very surprising April report where people think that the ending stocks and beans are going to go up dramatically, and they may not do that at all.
But we have fallen like a rock, and from that 1350 high that we had there in January, and so even to turn sideways to get back to 1275 would be a victory, I would think.
Well, I would think so. I think it's possible, Dave. I mean, it's a situation where losses are magnified again by margin liquidation because people throw up their hands. Usually when you get the last guy to throw up his hands is when you've found your bottoms. I think that corn especially is way overdone for the amount of corn that we came in at. And by the way, I did talk with the USDA, and they did not ask where any of the origin of the corn that remained in stock was. So all of the corn that would have been fed that was brought in from Brazil technically would not have been counted. And therefore, you know, the big brouhaha about how feed usage is going to be way down and the carryout is going to go up dramatically could be another surprise on that April report. They never bothered to ask. And I guess I'll cut them some slack because this was a 100-year drought.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't often import corn. But come on, we all knew that corn was coming in from Brazil for months and months and months already. And the corn they found was in North Dakota and in Minnesota. But the Carolinas should not have been as high probably as what showed up. And if they had a little asterisk in there that said, well, we did not account for any corn that was imported, I don't think you'd ever seen us go down as hard as we did.
I'd also talked to USDA, and they made the suggestion that maybe producers underestimated their corn for the December report.
Well, yeah, we can all look for reasons to figure out. We still have to deal with what we have,
yes,
whether we like it or not. And you know, this is a really, really good point, Dave, or a really good opportunity to again say, be prepared for if the markets are going to go higher or if they're going to go lower. The guys who were, you know, who had hedges in place, who had done whatever it was to protect or to manage their risk, they're not the ones that are panicking at this point in time, and they were not the ones that were selling like crazy. You know, but the reality is, out in the countryside, Dave, you cannot buy corn with any kind of a reflection for what we've gone down.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you right out. In fact, yesterday I talked to a guy in Kansas, and they were still getting $7.50 for their cash corn that they were selling. And so, you know, that's what makes this report. What makes this report really questionable is the fact that they missed it at every level. You know, if you look at the trade is very seldom very far off.
Not too much more time.
Okay. And so anyway, on this report, they were really off.
All right, Jackie. Thank much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn 642 and a quarter, now a half up two. December at 537 and a half up one. May beans 1384 and a half down 9.5. And November at 1235 and three quarters down 13. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.